Well, good morning. Good morning, my friends. It is just Norm. And it is February the 4th, I think, 2017. And it's somewhere between 9 and 10 in the morning. Probably 9:30-ish. I am here in West Central Florida, in my beloved Hammock Park. The temperature is approximately 61 degrees with a dry chill in the air, slightly overcast, but overall ideal for running. It was cringe in my soul when I say the words cool or cold, because I have a mental picture of JD scolding me and giving me some sort of comment about how I don't know what cold is. He'll really show me cold, won't you, Jim? Matter of fact, I think this morning Jim posted a temperature of 17 degrees Fahrenheit. So, yeah, that's colder for sure. When you live in a tropical climate like I do, you get a little chillier quicker. And when you live up there, like my friend Jim does, there's a certain adaptation that one can wear as a badge of honor. So I salute you, good sir. Anyway, it's been a little while since I've recorded. I think maybe, I don't know, a few weeks, thereabouts. I think the last time I recorded was around the Christmas season, but I haven't checked. I haven't looked. It was actually a bit freeing to not record, because these past seasons in life, when I record regularly, I feel a bit obligated. That puts a different flavor on the vernacular. Somewhere subconsciously, there's an effort to entertain or to hold your attention. I got distracted as I looked across and saw a large dog, not on a leash, but he's not pursuing me, so that worked out pretty good. Anyway, it's not that I didn't want to record because I felt obligated. It was more that I have been feeding the soul, feeding my soul and my spirit and my mind and my heart. And by the way, you can't just throw those around like interchangeable terms. And I'm kind of in the process of articulating and clarifying them within my old essence, if that makes sense, but that's another discussion. I've been feeding the soul with a study in the book of Romans, and it's to a certain degree, it's an exposition. I don't know if I could go so far as to say of systematic theology. Good morning. Are you looking for air potatoes?
No, the Boston Burn. Air potatoes are dormant.
Okay.
Can't find anymore.
Looks like you're doing a lot of work here.
Yeah. I need to.
It's looking good. plot of about, I'd say, 7 by 7 yards of forest. This man's clearing out fern and brush for one side of the hammock. But anyway, I've been sticking my earbuds in my ears and listening to an exposition of the Book of Romans, verse by verse, to glean the depth and the riches and the treasure and the knowledge and the insight and the doctrine and the application of that particular book, because it's a bit foundational in terms of the gospel and of salvation. And I have found that in Christian circles, people often throw around glib terms like read your Bible through in a year, or read this and say this and do that. But in my experience, there's so much that I don't really know that it's true or right to say read your Bible through in a year, because if you're just reading through it, then what are you gleaning from it? What's staying firmly implanted in your soul? For me and my broken brain, you could probably spend your life studying and trying to apply and learning and growing and seeing all manner of truth in one small epistle, whether it be Romans or 1 Peter or Timothy or even one of the Gospels. There's just so much packed into the Scriptures. So that's what I've been doing for the past couple months, and just trying to work on developing a closer walk and deepening my faith and conviction. And that's really, really, really what we are to do as we walk through the dust of the earth, rather than place our priorities on which car we drive or how many miles we ran or what food we're gonna have, and all that kind of extraneous stuff. I'm on the Grant Trail, climbing up, up, up. And you may have heard my watch make a little deedly sound. It's been so long since I've spoken with you that I can't remember what you know or don't know or remember about me. So if this is repetitive, just skip over it. But a couple of things. I'm sporting the Garmin 630, I think I have. I don't know if I have the 630 or the 620. I think it's the 630. And pretty cool functional watch. I'm most assuredly not using all the bells and whistles and toys on it. It's capable of delivering smart notifications by using either Bluetooth or Wi-Fi. And there's a step count, and there's a sleep monitor, and all these things. And frankly, I'm not using them. Now, I think the way I set it up, the steps might be counting, but I'm not counting them. I just ignore that information. if I had the desire and the energy, I'd even turn that off. I don't want smart notifications. I don't want to be alerted every time there's a tweet or a Facebook post or a message or a news flash. I don't want any of that. I mean, for goodness sakes, I got an iPhone sitting on my side most of the time. Why do I need them both to go off? It's duplication of services. Nope. The only thing I'm using this watch for is running. I push the button, it finds the GPS, and I go. I turn it off at the end. I sync it and post it to Facebook and or Twitter with a picture or two. That's it. I don't even have the run-walk timer on there set, as I'm pretty much not run-walking anymore. Kevin, don't be angry with me. I just, somewhere along the line, I've kind of transitioned out of it. I suspect my fitness level has improved over the past year or so. I don't know. It wasn't a deliberate attempt not to do it, but... Oh, there's the turtle. He's racing back into his hole. I scared him. Sorry, slow runner. But yeah, I might take a walk every once in a while like I'm doing now for a few seconds, but I'm not doing a regimented 2-1, 3-1, 30-30, 1-30, all that stuff. Not that I think there's anything wrong with it, and not that I wouldn't go back to it, but I've just kind of, you know, I'm a kind of a free thinker, freewheeler. I've just kind of somehow transiently gotten away from it. So, there's that. I may have told you that before, I don't know. So I'm sporting the 6:30. I'm running about what I have been a couple days a week on the Triple C. And one good one on the weekend, whether it be here or around my neighborhood. Seems like I'm running here less often. I don't know why that is. That might just be pure laziness. I step outside my door and just decide to run around the neighborhood versus the days that Mrs. Rosenberg works on the weekend. I'd rather stick close to the house. Even though the girls are getting older, you don't want to take anything for granted. I don't want to be too far from there when I run. I'm coming around the corner to Our Lady of Lourdes and the Serenity Circle. And I don't remember if I told you that they've dismantled the Serenity Circle in essence. So, it used to be a clearly delineated trail with benches, a sign that said meditation, stations of the cross, plants, and etc., etc. Well, when the whole city of Dunedin versus Save the Hammock, oh, I see what they did. They fenced it off, and they made their own Serenity Circle on the outside of the hammock. It almost looks spiteful, but maybe that's just my immature mind. They've fenced it off and made another spot so that it's dedicated, I guess, to the church and not to the hammock. So I think that's spiteful. I mean, people used to come through here and be able to pass freely back and forth between the church and the hammock and sit in that circle, but it's all good. There's more serenity and more circles in other parts of the hammock. there's so many things I want to say, and yet none of them are cropping into my skull. I have not kept up with the running community in terms of podcasts, much to my disappointment, but my attempt at balancing life is certainly getting busier for me as work is continually soul-sapping, but the girls are also growing up and requiring more attention and interaction in different ways. Giselle is in 3 after-school programs: Battle of the Books, Odyssey of the Mind, and STEM. And she's also going to Awana every Wednesday night. She actually asked me, and we said yes, if she could stop Battle of the Books. A happy dog to greet me on the trail.
Oh yes, she's all the time.
There's friendly folks out here this morning. So she wanted to stop Battle of the Books because she felt like coming home and trying to do her homework and her extracurricular work and get ready for things like Awana was too much. And so, you know, I said, yeah, you can drop it. She's doing enough. I don't want to push her too hard. And Roselle has been showing a bit more enthusiasm for her own artwork, and she has a couple of submissions for the countywide recognition down at Gibbs High School in South St. Pete. I think she submitted 5 works, and 2 of them were accepted. So that's big for her, because there was a time where she would just quietly say, I just want to draw for myself, and didn't have a lot of interest in showing or sharing her work. But as she gets older, she's a 16-year-old young lady now, she's showing a lot more maturity as the years are coming on. So we have a show in South St. Pete to go to later this month. And as well, she has applied for and gained her first job. So, as you can see, the logistics and broaching on new events in life, things have been a lot busier for me. But it's all good stuff. It's good. It's all good. I have not heard much from Steve Hailstone. I do know that he has received yet another clean bill of health in regards to his heart, and now is battling, Steve, I think you said it's a Morton's neuroma on the foot, or was it a stress fracture on the foot, or plantar fasciitis? I can't remember which of those 3, but I know there's a foot issue, and you've had imaging done for it, and you're trying to work through that, and I believe you're still trying to work through some of the heart issues, though there's no blockage. So I offer up a heartfelt prayer for you, my friend. You find perspective and also the answers to your own health as you move forward in life. Kevin of Gwyn, I've not had much interaction with, but this guy's living the dream. He doesn't need me. He chases me around trying to be a friend, but I'm less than social sometimes. So, Kevin, I love you. And I know you're doing well. I've not heard much from JD, but I did briefly talk with him through texting and messaging the other night. And I know his job is going well. He seemed to be in good spirits. And there is Carlos de Castillo, who is, as we speak, traveling his yearly sojourn to London, then Spain, to see his mum. It was funny because this morning I was on the computer and I forget what I was doing. It was something on Facebook and Giselle said something about Carlos, and she said, "Is he traveling to Spain to see his mom?" And I thought it was adorable that she remembered those kind of things about the running jackal. So, at this recording, I believe Carlos is somewhere between London and Spain. I know he reached London. Know that the journey continues. I just don't know when he continues traveling. I did make an attempt yesterday to listen to Carlos run with everybody's favorite running friend, All Terrain Simon. And I listened to his Spreaker podcast yesterday. It was good to hear Simon's voice. I was trying to listen after work, and so I admit I dozed through some of it, but I heard a majority of it. And I plan on plugging in my headphones and listening again, because I notice that there are pearls and treasures of entertainment and depth in Carlos's podcasts when you plug in your earphones and you can hear the other person's voice. There's lots of things that you can hear that you may have missed just by listening by the audio speaker. I couldn't hear Simon's voice real well, and that's probably because Carlos had the Sony in his hand. And maybe Simon talked low and was a bit away from Carlos. So I'm going to listen again for the pearls of the podcast. So yeah, Carlos is traveling. I'm off for 2 weeks from work. So I might have to go back and listen to see if I said that in the beginning of the show. I can't remember what I've said, but I'm off for 2 weeks, and the plan is to try to catch up with some podcasts and good friends and pay attention to different areas of life that are not so busy and demanding. There are a few chores and things I want to get done over the 2 weeks. Some of them administrative and financial, and some home improvement projects. So for administrative and financial, I have to query the mortgage company as to why there's a short in our escrow account causing our monthly mortgage payment to go up. It seems like they do this every year, and I don't know why. They sure don't notify you when there's a short during the year. Just gotta look back with their computers and come up with some excuse. I want to understand it a little bit better. And I'm also gonna finish putting some siding in the back of our house along our screened-in porch that we use more or less for a storage shed now, since that shed is now our addition. So, this is some home things. I just finished another month of veganism with Roselle. So for January, I went vegan again. It was a little tougher this time for some reason. I was craving meat a little harder during the middle of the month. And sometimes when I would interact with people in my office or in general, I imagine their head was a giant cheeseburger while talking to them. But it's over and I'm back to meat. But the trick is, and this is the balance that I strive for with my family, you don't just want to go over and above full head-on meat mania when you come off this thing, which is what my lovely wife likes to try to do. That day that I'm off the vegan diet, she's planning a meat meal. But you want to gently get back into it because it can upset the digestive system. It's a little harder to digest meat when you've not had it for a prolonged period of time. And you know, you just don't want to make too big of a deal about meat either. And that's what I don't want to do. I might do vegan again, maybe in March or April. Who knows? It's a good cleansing, you know? I wouldn't want to do it all the time, because I believe that you really, really, really are missing some good nutrients, unless, of course, you're strictly and diligently planning out your meals and looking for nutrient-dense foods, especially in terms of B12 and iron. And that can be done, but we know I'm a bit lazy and bogged down with the busyness of life, so I don't know if I've lost weight or not. People have said that I've lost weight, but I don't jump on the scale routinely. I don't jump on there every day. The clothes feel different, but I don't imagine I lost much in the way of weight. But the good thing is, I'm not gaining weight again either. I'm probably holding somewhere between 195 and 201, because you know, you can drift up and down 5 or 6 pounds here or there. And that was my experience before. Coming up on Klein Trail, I made my way north on Palm Trail. I miss these trails. Oh, do I miss these trails? What else? I haven't signed up for any races. What's it been? I guess it would be a year now. I think the last race was the Gasparilla last year. And I haven't even signed up for that this year. I haven't thought a lot about it. It's usually one of my favorite races, but I'm just so not into races anymore. I'm just into going for a run, just like I'm doing now. There's still time if I did decide to do the Gasparilla, but it's just not a priority. coming up by Skinner. I made almost a complete first loop in the hammock, and I have run about 2.5 miles. What else? What else can I talk with you about that you don't know about me already? I think that's it. I could blather on about sports and the Super Bowl and baseball, but maybe we'll save the subjects for another lope in the land. Morning. So, I think that's enough for now. I just wanted to put something out and let everybody know that I'm still running. Still doing okay. Still love you guys. Hope you're doing okay as well. So, until next time, it's just Norm. Morning.
Hi. Saturday morning.